Through a couple of debates, crime and economic development have become the two main topics in the race. Two-term Democratic Mayor Richard Alkenbright is facing Republican challenger Robert Moulton Jr., a former city councilor, in the city's mayoral race. Moulton has attacked Alkenbright, bringing attention to an uptick in area crime since April.
It's not like when you go out and hire five new cops, I think it can be done within the department. More neighborhood policing, more neighborhood watch groups, kind of bike patrols in the summertime when you need them. Go back to the little substations we used to have.
Alkenbright agrees there has been an increase in crime, specifically breaking and entering. He says the city has been addressing social ills like drug and alcohol use that lead to violent crimes.
We've worked with the state police, the crime task force, the sheriff's department with a significant extra policing here since June, and that's been extremely effective, and we're going to keep that pressure up for as long as it takes.
The candidates have also disagreed on an economic plan for the city, which has sometimes struggled to transition from its industrial roots. Alkenbright is touting an all-encompassing master plan, 2.5 years in the making.
Look for grants down the road, whether that be state or federal, as we even look at private investment. How will private investors look at us without some sort of direction that will be created through this master plan? Should be unveiled the first quarter of next year. It's totally comprehensive. It talks about everything from development to healthy living to education to blight to the whole nine yards.
Moulton says an economic plan involves the city battening down the hatches when it comes to spending. He says money Alkenbright has spent on raises and a new school superintendent's office could be used in the police department or other areas.
Can't spend money you don't have. Got to hold the line on the taxes. Things like that. You can't tax people to the max. I mean, we're just in a very, very tough situation. The mayor's already told me if I get elected, I said, what are we going to have for reserves? We're going to have nothing. He came in with about $7 million, spent it all. I don't see any tangible difference in North Adams or any real improvements.
Moulton says the city should use the 1995 Hyatt-Palma development report. Alkenbright says it's outdated and only focuses on the downtown area, with the Mohawk Theater being the sole remaining piece still relevant in the report. The mayor says he wants the city to partner with the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts to make the theater sustainable.
College becomes, a tenant or lessee of the building and does programming there year-round. It also would provide for a significant amount of time for community theater, community events, high school plays, the whole nine yards. So we're very confident that the model is great. It's like everything else, Jim, when it's just coming up with the funding.
Moulton agrees the theater is vital to the city's development, but is unsure of plans for it.
He's been working with the college with a plan. That right now is probably third or fourth thing down on my list, but I definitely believe that's an economic stimulus. I believe that's the centerpiece for downtown.
Another focus has been the privatization of Western Gateway Heritage State Park. Alkenbright says the city will leverage $6 million in investments once it finalizes a deal with Greylock Marketplace to acquire the park. He says this will go along with nearly $1 million in state grants to revamp the property and make it a tourist destination by inviting rail service through the MassDOT.
Cities are not, we're not here to run businesses, we're here to permit them.
Moulton is hesitant about the deal.
Unless that plan is really solid, backed by the state with some funding and some money, go through all our planning process and our boards and redevelopment, I got to take a real good look at that.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.